So what has happened to poor Lisa and Ryan Bowers? Who is this mysterious monster with the sing-song voice, green skin, and sharp teeth?
Get your slimy hands off my brother!
I'm only trying to help him up. It can't be comfortable squished under that desk.
Ryan, we can totally take this guy.
He keeps staring at my neck.
No, I don't.
You are too. I just saw you.
Lisa, he has fangs.
It's so nice when company brings candy.
The master will be pleased.
Yes. Please.
Don't look at his eyes. Take this, fang guy.
Get it away from me.
Is that garlic? Dad wanted to put that in his spaghetti sauce.
Come on. I think we lost him. Or it. Is this the kitchen?
Okay, you got me. You planned this joke with your little pals, right?
No, I swear I didn't. Look, a ladder.
So?
It goes to the basement. I bet there's a secret passage that leads to outside.
No way. In horror movies, people get trapped in basements.
Children, where are you?
Wait for me.
I can't see anything.
Where's your flashlight?
I forgot.
Here's a lantern. Okay, shelves, a typewriter, a big pile of dirty clothes. Junk! Nope, no door leading out.
At least my candy's okay.
Thank goodness for that. Do you always carry garlic?
Yeah, don't you? Ooh, Fang Guy mentioned the master. Who's that?
Beats me.
Lisa, I think that dirty pile of clothes is moving.
What? Ah, that's not a dirty pile of clothes.
That's a mummy.
Can things get any worse for Lisa and Ryan Bowers? Stuck in a basement with a mummy and no obvious way out? Stay tuned for part 3 of Creepy Candy.